All right, hello everybody and welcome to the show.
Hola.
Not very many people here today. It's just the core four of us, me, Sarah, Whitney, and Lucas.
Three.
Because I really don't know why anyone else is here. Matthew's doing military stuff and Colby's doing his show stuff and AJ's
doing church stuff.
AJ's busy with church and
as always.
Yeah, as always, apparently. Yeah. So, but yeah, so it's just us four, and it's going to be a pretty short show today just because of the fact that me and Sarah have wedding stuff to do around 3:30, and we got started late because Sarah had to clean her room. So it's probably only going to be a little over an hour today, and it's not going to be that jam-packed. We're going to push a few things off until we have more people, like the prank letters and GI we were going to do today. Yeah. But for some reason, it didn't work.
Hey, wait. I have one question.
Yes?
Did you get reader letters?
Yes, I did get reader letters today.
Yay!
You can call the show at 201-793-SHOW. That's 201-7469. You can also email the show if you want to send us reader letters at theshow@duo.com. And you can watch the show live via stream video. We do it every Saturday at 2 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/theshow/live. And every second break, we play a song, a pretty unknown song. And if you can tell me the name of the artist and the person who's and the name of the song, you will get $100 for that. So that's something. It's a good reason to watch the show live. Today on the show, we're going to do the reader letters. We're going to have our worst holiday ever. We have a special guest to review the Britney Spears album.
Yes, we do.
It should be pretty exciting. So, but once again, it's going to be pretty short. So
yeah,
I guess we'll just go ahead and get started with just the random
super
stuff.
Super awesome! I have some exciting news.
What?
I had an interview at Borders yesterday.
Yeah, Sarah may be getting a job finally.
I know. I may no longer be a lazy bum.
I know.
I may no longer have afternoons free to do nothing but sit and go insane.
And spend my money.
And spend your money. That's correct. And
that's what a wife is supposed to do.
She's not my wife yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was really fun though because I hung out purposefully for a really long time and then the manager took me around and made me show him all the books that were my favorites and all the music that I liked. He made me try to sell them to
him. Don't lie, like you planned on hanging out.
Well,
you
I
just
did.
Hung out to ride.
Because I like the store. But it worked
to my advantage.
Make
it sound like you don't live there.
I do live there. I told him that in the interview. He's like, why do you want to work here? And he's like, well, I practically would live here if I could.
Did you tell him that you would accept payment in books?
I did tell him that.
Yeah.
He's like, well, unfortunately, we can't pay you with books. And I was like, darn. And he asked if there's anything I'd change about Borders, what would it be? And I'd said, get more books. So I think I did all right.
Bigger selection, please.
Yeah. So
I was very professional.
Well,
I
hope
that
Sarah will get that job because
I really
I'm
hope
broke.
So. I'm broke too. I'm more broke than you were broke.
No, you're not.
I am broke.
I know a guy who's more broke
He's
than all.
You don't know
you
anyone
combined.
That's more broke than me.
Yes, I do. There's a guy who doesn't have a job.
I don't have a job.
Wow. Sarah, he has 4 children that he has to feed.
No, that doesn't make him more broke. We're equal amounts broke. He just has more responsibilities.
Yeah.
You're both in the hole.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's super something that's setting heaven to me.
Yeah. Woo. Whitney, did you get a new job this week? Because I know how much you hate the one you have now.
I know. My life sucks.
Poor Whitney.
I'm just going to tell you right now, if I could, I'd jump off a building.
Oh, Whitney,
no,
I'll jump off
a
building.
A lie. No. My aunt tried to get me into trouble, which is kind of, you know, nice.
How'd she do that?
Asked me if I ever drank.
Yeah?
And if I answered...
Did you tell her that you were a recovering alcoholic and you go to AA meetings every week? Like
no,
you
because
really do?
Even if that was...
Three times a week.
Because if I told her that... Then it would get around to my family, because my aunt has a big mouth, and she tries to
But
get
see, that's
me into
the
trouble.
Point, though, Whitney. You tell her something ridiculous like that, and then when she comes back, be like, did you know that Whitney goes to AA 3 times a week? She'll look like a fool. That's the point, Whitney.
No. She wouldn't look like that, because everybody else would believe her.
Really? They'd believe that you
Even
go to AA meetings 3 times a week.
Who see you every week would end up believing her. It's really sad.
That's
they
pretty
would
funny.
Believe. They'd say, what are you doing going to blah, 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 blah. Nobody would believe me.
She's like, I'm going to AA. You tell him something like, tell her like, yeah, you got drunk one night and you had a sex change operation.
I'm officially a man down below.
Yeah. Would they believe that if your aunt told them?
I don't know.
She had
People
to think,
might
though.
Ask for proof and that
she
would be
had
awkward.
To think. Yeah, that might be weird. I got these new sound effects in honor of Halloween. You want
awesome.
To hear
yeah.
something?
Yes, we do.
Here, like this one.
Ooh.
It's like someone that's scary looking at you.
Like when someone walks into a room. That's awesome.
That was great.
That's spectacular. That is spectacular.
We were having so much fun with that last night.
Yeah. Try it.
There's me pounding on the door. Let me in. These all sound like Scooby-Doo sound effects to me.
I know. They're all like super like awesome. Cheap, and, but they're still
Scooby-Doo.
Awesome. Nice. That was good. I liked that.
Actually, it probably really should be more like this.
Very funny.
Yes.
I
just want
to dance with you. You are so funny. You were doing perfectly on tempo. Nice. I like it.
I thought that was pretty
cool.
That
was pretty good.
We should just do that with Britney Spears all the time.
We should get rid of Dane's pretty good music and then put creepy stuff in the background and just have her vocals over top.
If only the crickets were a little slower. Yeah, Britney Spears' new album came out this week. It's supposed to be really good.
Right. That's what they said about the last one.
I know that Mark has a really funny story to tell about that when he reviews the album. For
yeah.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears' album is supposed to be awesome. Let's see how many times I can overuse that sound effect. So I'll have to delete them after this week because no one will want to hear them ever again. I'm going to get like 90 letters being like, please never play that sound effect again.
Yeah.
90 letters.
Well, Lucas, did anything exciting happen to you?
I played Fear and Madden 06 last night.
Yeah, I texted them. They said they left here. We had a meeting last night to write stuff for Duo. Mm-hmm. And they left about 11 o'clock to go play Fear. And I texted them about 12:30. They're like, are you scared? He's like, no, we're playing Madden now because we got stuck. And I was like, right.
No, I did not say he got stuck.
Right, you got stuck.
Which means they were about to wet themselves
yeah,
and
pretty
stop
much.
Playing
That's
the
exactly
game.
What it means. Pretty much it means that this happened. Yes.
That was Lucas screaming.
That was. That game is seriously scary, even though it's like 2.5 years old. So every time we talk about it, it's like seriously old news. But who cares? It's
anyway,
awesome.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Anyway, Whitney?
Anyway.
So what would be your dream job exactly?
Anyway.
To work here.
To work here. Well, that's everybody's dream job, isn't it? To work with a boss as great as me.
Oh.
That's true.
Yeah.
Aww, don't be
I'm
so
enjoying my sound effects. Today I sat down for an hour and rearranged my sound effects so I could get them all back in proper order. So now I have like ambient noises. So now we can like broadcast from a forest.
Nice.
How cool is that?
We're here.
I live in the rainforest.
I'm going to kill the bear.
A
forest during rain. Check that
marmoset
out.
Marmoset monkey.
Listen to the thunder.
I lick the tree sap with my small and narrow tongue.
Sasquatch!
There. Chupacabra.
Or, you know, you could have a party in the forest. You know, you could do...
That's not a party. You know what? You know
no,
what?
I'm pretty
I've
sure
got
someone
say,
attacking somebody in the forest.
Yes.
I've got to say that they should start playing Britney Spears in the rainforest to sort of scare all the people that are cutting down all the trees. Because then they'd never come back.
They would never come back.
Yeah, and then we wouldn't have ever have paper, and we'd have to start using technology.
We should get rid of paper. How long do you think it will take before we completely get rid of paper?
I don't know.
From our lives.
Never.
We don't need paper right now.
But everyone uses it still.
Here, here's a good one for Seth and Brian fans.
Like that.
That was awesome.
I enjoyed that a lot.
I'm sorry, I'm just having too much fun with these sound effects. I'm not entertaining my audience, I'm entertaining myself. Which is really the best way for me to have a show, I believe. Is when I enjoy it. But since I promised we're going to have a shorter show, we should probably get into the worst holiday ever.
Yeah. We should.
Now, when we do this worst holiday ever, let's try to make it PG, because I'm pretty sure we're all going to talk about the same event. So, the worst holiday ever, just for some background, it's when every time we have a holiday right afterwards, we get together, and because, you know, the holidays are supposed to be happy and joyous, and, you know, they never are, we decided that we would talk about the worst experience we had on the past holiday. Of course, the last holiday being the area around Halloween. So who wants to go first with their story about the worst holiday ever?
I think I'll go first.
Okay, Sarah.
I'm going to mix it up. I'm not going to talk about the same night that we're all going to talk about.
Okay. Are you going to talk about Hell House?
No.
Okay, good. That's what I'm talking about. No one steal it.
All right.
I am going to talk about a time when I was 7 years old.
But this is supposed to be this recent Halloween.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No,
yes.
It's not.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm going to talk about a time when I was 7 years old. I spent the night at a friend of mine's house. Her name was Erin. She stole a movie called Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes. Oh, man.
From her older brother. No one was at her house. Her parents had gone out on a date. We were 7 years old. We were watching ourselves. It started storming. We were slightly terrified. We put in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We watched the whole thing.
Oh.
We were so scared at one point that we went and got knives out of her kitchen, and we held them, and we were like back to back, and we were walking up the stairs. We thought someone was going to come get us, and we heard a horrible noise, and it ended up being a window open upstairs. We were terrified, and so we went to sleep. And it turns out the morning, probably about 6:30, we were awoken by the sound of a chainsaw. We were screaming really loud. It was still cloudy outside. We jump out of bed. There's a guy in the exact costume of the guy from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He chased us around the house. We ran outside. He chased us all the way outside. And then finally, the guy took off his mask, and it was Aaron's older brother. And that was the worst experience of my life. And
that is awesome. That is awesome.
I was so terrified.
I love
Aaron's
older brother.
You did not even know. It was the worst experience of my life.
That's awful.
I was scarred.
But you're supposed to talk about this recent Halloween.
No.
You, like, ruined the bit.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Entertained
everyone.
Adore
de chiste.
Why don't I talk about the recent one? We
so
all
what are you talking about?
Thing.
She was seven.
What?
Past Halloween.
All I could talk about is Hell House.
That's what you mean.
Oh, no. Or I could talk about our ruined Halloween party.
Well, I could talk about... I could think about 90 things right now that you could talk about. You want me to start?
Yes.
Okay, you could talk about the two you just mentioned, or you can talk about the fact that you didn't get to go trick-or-treating.
All right.
Or you could...
But that's so lame. I will lose.
Or you could, Yes. I can't think of any more.
Well, my Halloween was the worst Halloween ever. I didn't get any candy.
Who's doing that right now?
I'm sorry.
Is that you doing that? Okay. I was like, who's doing that noise?
I'm twirling it around. And
I didn't get any candy. I didn't get to go trick-or-treating.
You can't steal that one. You already told your story. You already told your story. Whitney, let's move on to your scary story.
All right. So my scary story began on Friday last week. It all began after the show had ended. We all get our costumes on. Me and Sarah have on our sexy gypsy fortune teller.
Sarah was a gypsy fortune teller.
Yes, I was.
I was a pirate.
I
wasted a bunch of whore makeup on my to go to a party that didn't even get up to my standards.
And
seriously.
who said that? Who said that it wasn't going to be any good?
You did.
That's right, I did.
But you know, me and Sarah tried to make the best of it. We're just like, you know what? We're going to make the best of it.
Okay, hold on. How'd you make the best of it? We're pretty much, here's how
the night...
We're
trying to keep cool
about
it.
Here's how the night went, guys. We showed up, okay? Kathleen's boyfriend was already bombed, so he was like out of it. And then Kathleen was just standing there. We were the only people there. It was me, Lucas, Whitney, Sarah, Kathleen, and her bombed boyfriend.
And Matthew.
Oh yeah, and Matthew was there too, okay? And basically what happened is that we got there, we ate chips and dip, me and Lucas did, and Whitney and Sarah kind of just awkwardly stood around, and Matthew went and sat on the couch, and basically Sarah, after about 5 minutes of us eating chips and dips, went and told Eric's fortune because he was drunk and thought it would be really cool, and I guess probably took it seriously, and so Kathleen obviously hung out with him because that's her boyfriend, and then I got really bored because Lucas was dancing, and he got me really energized because he just randomly jumped and attacked me at one point during the day. What's wrong with the video over there, Sarah? What are you doing? Oh, just ignore that. Hit install later. Stupid Firefox always ruined my diet. Okay. Anyway, and so I got really bored, and so I just got up and I'm like, I'm going outside. And so I just walked outside, and Lucas chased me, and I stole Matthew's sword, and so we had a... Or no, Lucas stole Matthew's sword. Or did Matthew have his sword?
Matthew had his sword.
I don't really remember. But either way, it's I ended up fighting someone with a sword, and I had a broom that was just laying on the sidewalk. And
you
so
fought Matthew.
Yeah, I fought Matthew that had like a wooden stick. Yeah, Lucas had a belt. And then we realized that we were probably going to get in trouble because it was like 10:30 at night. And
so we went back in.
So we went back inside, and I sat there for like 5 minutes because Sarah was still telling fortunes.
I finally went outside and just started walking around because I was bored out of my
mind.
Yeah,
so I'm just like, I'm going to Dylan's. And so we get out of Dylan's. We go to Dylan's, and we just walk around, really, basically. Yep. Is all
buy cookies.
But Kathleen and Eric don't come with it because Kathleen doesn't want to take her boyfriend out in public.
Basically, yes.
Yeah, so we basically just went to Dylan's, and we came back, and I'm like, I don't want to be here anymore because Kathleen and her boyfriend are in the bedroom. I'll let your minds wander.
Yes.
But wherever they first wandered to is correct. Let me just say that. Okay? And so we were like, this is really awkward and blah, 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 blah. And so I just went back outside and I like spied on them through the window for a while.
That
and
was really
eventually
funny.
They came to look for me. So I jumped out and I scared every one of them individually.
You didn't scare me.
Yeah, sure I didn't.
You didn't scare me at all.
Here's Sarah walking outside.
It's a lie, whatever it is.
Boo. That's how you scream.
All right, since that was your story, I think Whitney has the right to tell the story about Hell House.
Well, I was just...
No,
I'm just saying that it's not eventful.
You stole the story.
It wasn't eventful.
You stole it. You're a jerk.
You stole it.
Seriously,
everyone's
lives.
We started this bit at 10 minutes into the show. We're now 16 minutes into the show, okay? And we've officially covered the night. Because after that, we just left.
But it was sucky. That's the point. You stole it. You're a jerk. Now let her talk about Hell House.
All right, talk about Hell House. Okay, so Hell House, guys. We went to Hell House.
Punch you in the face.
We went to Hell House. Okay. All right, talk about it. Talk about it, Whitney.
So we go to Hell House, and we're not really looking forward to it. We're just going in there just to see how it's really crappy and everything.
Sarah went to hang out with people. Yeah. I went because I didn't want Sarah to break up with me. There you go.
And yeah, we go there just to see people, mainly to see AJ and some other people that we haven't seen in a while, and see comment how crappy the place is. You know, but granted, they don't have that much money, so really can't say a lot about it. But, you know, we wait forever. What was like 45 minutes before we can even go there?
Oh, it was
there?
Longer. It was an hour. At
okay.
least an hour.
There's like maybe 20 people.
One whole hour.
Yeah. 20 people. 20 people in line. And there's, what, like five people in the group in before us in that room?
Yeah.
And we're waiting there for a whole hour just for 20 people. Yeah, I was about ready to kill myself. And
I love these new
stuff. So we were just
no idea.
Running around, hanging out, talking. And, of course, we see somebody that we don't want to see there that gives Sarah the evil eye. And
tells us to go to hell.
Yeah. And then he says house to make himself safe.
Yeah.
And we officially go to the Quick Trip where Indian weird man tries to flirt
yes.
with me.
Okay, I'll tell that story.
And then we go back. It's finally our turn. We get there. We watch it. And then we leave.
And make fun of it.
Yes. We leave and make fun of it.
I think the worst experience of that whole thing, though, was the fact that people were bringing their, like, five-year-old children, and
they were
screaming and crying. And then there was a sad girl who was mentally handicapped, who was probably in her 20s, but she obviously had no idea what was going on. She's crying and screaming, being like, Mama, don't let him kill me.
Yeah, but since this was a church haunted house.
I just want to tell everybody, all the viewers out there, be smart. Do not take your children to a hell house. No, it doesn't even matter whatever judgment house, whatever Christian haunted house that they have. Do not take your children to it until they are 12 years old. And even then, if they can't handle it,
yeah.
don't take them.
And if
That's
you're,
ridiculous.
If you're around AJ, you might not want to take them at all, even if to leave them in your car, because AJ will freaking kill you. Because
yeah,
got
some people left their children in the van.
Yes, for AJ
was
super angry.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
We were just out there talking because we were about to leave. 4-year-old
and like a 2.5.
Is that how old they were? Because we were just standing out on the porch, you know, the porch of the church.
Yeah.
Like on the entryway to the church, watching, just, you know, saying goodbye to AJ because we were leaving because we didn't want to be there anymore. And, like, the kids were screaming in the car. And, like, AJ is like, did they leave the kids in the car? And then eventually, you know, we were just talking and kept talking. And then the parents come out and they get him out. And he's like, this is BS. I can't believe they left their kids in the car. And he just runs inside. We're like, we're going to leave before AJ brings out a gun.
Look at them.
We're going to bring out a gun and shoot people.
It just depresses me that just because it's a Christian activity, parents think that they can torture their children. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's perfectly acceptable.
Well, that's what I told AJ. I said that the problem with the Christian hell house is that the people who aren't Christians don't think it's scary, so they don't go, and the people who are Christians don't think it's scary because it's a Christian event, and so they do go. it's stupid.
Well, and what's I don't know. What's stupid is those parents, I guess, because it's not hot outside, so they think that they can leave their children in the car and nothing will happen to
them.
Because, you know, Ground Zero is out
in the
field.
It's freezing.
Yeah. And they were screaming. I mean, that's how we knew they were in there, because we heard them yelling.
Yeah, we heard this. It's like, what?
I wish I could carry this okay. thing around me.
What's your story?
Okay, my story is, it actually came to me after, you know, when I was sitting in my bed Halloween night after we went to that thing they call Hell House. I was sitting there realizing I hadn't eaten any candy that day.
You know, that's true. We didn't eat any candy
on
Halloween.
At all.
But guess
wait,
what?
No. I'm sorry.
I've got a bunch of candy.
I ate a Nerds rope. That's all. Anyway, okay. And I realized...
Nerds rope.
I realized just how much I don't like candy anymore.
What?
What?
You don't like candy?
You speak sacrilege.
What's
wrong with you?
Halloween,
once,
people.
Once a week, maybe.
Devil worshipper.
Worshipper. Worshipper.
Lucas, we need a dramatic accent. Or, yeah, say that again. Say, I realized that I didn't like, and then wait for the thing.
I realized that I didn't like. Candy!
Beautiful. Yes.
Anymore!
Dun, dun. I'm enjoying these outfits. I'm sorry. What?
I think we all win because we all went to all the sucky activities together.
Yeah. Or we all lose, I guess, would probably be the correct way of saying that.
I don't like candy.
Pretty much literally, this was probably the worst Halloween ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all of us. It sucked so bad. Yeah.
I mean, usually
didn't
I don't...
didn't even feel like Halloween.
I mean, usually I don't do anything on Halloween because, you know, I'm old. But,
you do stuff with me because I make
but
you.
At least, you know, I buy candy or I eat. I'm not living with my parents. This time last year, I was living with my parents just so I could steal my siblings' candy. And, like, it's just, it's very depressing for all of us.
It is very sad.
Yeah.
Because it's like it was just a normal day. Like, I didn't even see any kids, really.
I
mean,
know.
I saw, like, a few kids, but not very many. Maybe all the children were dead.
Being sacrificed for Satan?
Yes. Sacrificed
also,
for Satan.
I went to one haunted house, and it was the worst haunted house in the entire world. I wasn't scared at all.
Oh, the one at the mall.
It was like themed after Saw, I think, because I'd walk into a room and be like, want to play a game? And I was like, yeah, sure, let's play Spin the Bottle. And they'd all get really mad at me. Or there's this one room I was in where there's like corpse that had been cut up, and I was like, you guys want to cut me up? And they're like, yeah, sure. You want us to cut you up? And I was like, yeah, I do. And they're like, well, we're going to cut you up. And I was like, where's your knife? And they're like, I know I flirted with all these scary monsters.
That's why they didn't kill you, because you flirted it up.
Like, oh, I want to.
I saved all of our lives.
Yeah, good job with that. All right, well, that's good enough for the first break. So
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
I think I agree. Well, anyway, so pretty much worst Halloween ever. Pretty
for
sure
everyone.
We all agree much. For that. Yep. Maybe next week, year, next
Maybe
year.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week it'll be better. Halloween next week. So join us next week for the exact same bit.
All
right. We'll be right back with like the entertainment news and our special Britney Spears review. We'll be right
Adios.
Back. All right, hello everybody, and welcome back to the show.
Lodi-dodi.
201-793-SHOW is our phone number. And you can call us anytime. 2 o'clock wow. Central Time is when we start. And if you don't feel like picking up the phone and talking to us, fine people, you can also email us at the show at duo.com, D-E-W-O-H.com. You can watch the show live. We do it at 2 o'clock Central Time. and you can watch it live at duo.com/share/live. If you watch it live, every second break that we take, we play a song by an unknown artist. You know, not famous artist. You tell us the name of the song and the name of the artist. You can win $100, so you make sure you want to watch live so you can get all that stuff. So coming up this break, we have a special review of the new Britney Spears album.
Ooh.
We got loads of entertainment news, loads of TV talk. No, actually, I don't have loads of TV talk. But then we have the Billboards and the Chipmunks. I forgot to play the Chipmunks last week. Sorry, your microphone's not on.
We have a little bit of TV talk.
Yeah, a little bit. But we forgot to play the Chipmunks last week. So we got to make up for that travesty upon us all by playing more Chipmunks.
I love the Chipmunks. They're my favorite.
I know. They're awesome. We got great Chipmunk songs this week, too. So that makes it even better.
Yay.
Yeah. And also, in the last break, we're going to call some people that Lucas needs to talk to. He's going to call places in a Mexican accent this week.
Nice. Hello.
This will be very sad.
Lucas is a master of accents. Basically, you can just yell a country at him and he can imitate the way they talk. Finland.
I do not know. What are you talking about?
That's the worst accent I've ever heard.
No. I don't know Finland.
Sorry. Well, I guess you lose your title as a master.
Shut up.
Would they be called Finnish? If
yeah,
Finnish?
They would, but you gotta talk directly into that thing there. Otherwise, it sounds weird.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It happens. Okay.
That's my line.
What's your line? It happens?
Yes.
No, actually.
I'm pretty sure that's like Forrest Gump.
Actually, it was Seth Lines, who I think Matthew stole, who Matthew likes to say.
No, I came up with it first.
Okay, whatever. Jesus came up with it first. There you go. Jesus is the king. Okay, let's just go to entertainment news, because we got a lot of entertainment news this week. Well, I got to get the jazzy entertainment music. Okay. Now, Coldplay, their new album is apparently nearing completion.
Whatever. That means it's going to be like another year.
Well, probably. But it says it's due in the first half of 2008. And I guess Chris Martin says, it feels like a very dense record. Since there are so many melodies and colors packed into a relatively short space.
Are you trying to have a British accent right now?
No, I'm just trying to imitate Chris Martin.
Not even close.
It's apparently only 42 minutes long. So it's a short album.
Weird. That is really short.
Two new songs, Famous Old Painters and Glass of Water, are now mixing. And the previously announced song are Lost, Cemeteries of London, Violet Hill, Poppy Fields, 42, Yes, Left, Right, Left, Right, Left, Right, Left, and Rainy Day. So, Chris Martin also says, as you expect with producer Brian Eno, there's experimentation and exploration. But the music still has integrity. It's real and honest. There's no posturing or bombast. When the deadline... Where's it at? Okay. When the deadline comes and the work is done, this will be the album I have always dreamed we'd make. So, we'll see what happens.
Interesting.
Now, T.I. was released on $3 million bond on his weapon charges. He has to maintain house arrest until he goes to his hearing. So, good luck there, Clifford.
See, what?
That's his real name.
Oh, my God.
His real name is Clifford. Clifford Harris. Clifford. More music news. Shock Value 2 is apparently already in the works.
Oh, wow.
Timbaland announced on a radio show in 102.7 Kiss FM in Anaheim, California, that he's already recorded tracks with Akon, Linkin Park, and Gwen Stefani.
Ooh, Linkin Park.
So
yay.
that should be interesting to see what happens. One Republic, you know, they're the people that have their single out now. He likes to promote, so their album's coming out November 20th.
That's
thing.
Exciting.
And then Carrie Hilson's album called In a Perfect World is set for 2008.
She has the weirdest voice.
And the name of the One Republic CD is Dreaming Out Loud. So, just in case you're interested at all. Now, on to some TV and movie news. Pretty much, has everybody in this room heard of the writer's strike?
No.
Has anyone heard of it? Pretty much the writers in Hollywood and TV are striking because they're not getting their money.
Ooh.
And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going around, so people don't really understand why they're striking, because pretty much like late night shows are gonna feel this right now because they don't have writers anymore.
Right.
And fall shows next year, probably gonna see a lot more reality shows. So that's how it's gonna affect us. So you're like, why are the writers taking a strike? This is a guy who posted on some writer's blog that's an anonymous writer director, because you obviously can't leave your name.
Right.
And I'm just gonna read this because this is what it's about. For all you non WGA, that's the Writers Guild Association. Okay, that's the union. Folks reading this site and wondering why writers and their union come June, actors and their unions are willing to strike, here's the big answers. Acting and writing is no steady job for most. In fact, most of the writers and actors who are lucky enough to make a living off their craft live middle-class lives. If you do those professions, much of the income you expect to live on comes from residuals, money that is paid when you film a money that is paid when your film or TV episode is screened somewhere in the world. But here's the problem. The way the world watches movies and TV is changing. A year ago, you may have watched Grey's Anatomy on TV, but this year you watch it on DVD. In 2 years, you may only watch it by downloading from the internet, basically what happened to music with iTunes. The way the studios want the contracts, writers and actors will only earn residuals if Grey's is aired on broadcast TV. If you buy the DVD on that episode, the writer makes 4 cents. If in 2 years you download the episode, the writer and actor gets nothing. Zippo nada. Hence, the WGA estimates that as technology changes, writer residual income will drop 80%. Imagine if your employer was asking you to take such a pay cut. Also imagine if your employer at the same time was demanding again to cut back on health or retirement payments, but that's a whole nother dispute happening simultaneously. That's why writers are striking, and that's why the Actors Union is backing the writers 100%. Come June, actors will get screwed the same way if the situation doesn't change. It sucks that the other professionals in the entertainment industry will suffer because of this. Even many studio execs will even suffer. Some studios are telling their execs that if the strike lasts more than 8 weeks, the execs' pay will be suspended. But as everybody gripes that they're not earning the money because of the writers are striking, keep in mind writers aren't making money either. We're all suffering together. Let's just hope that this counterstrike is settled quickly and we can all get back to doing what we love.
Ooh, that's... So does that mean, what's going to happen on, like, Conan O'Brien? Because they've got so many writers for shows like that.
Like, well, if you would have watched last night, you would have found out. Apparently, David Letterman, who's a big supporter of the writers, is actually going to take his show off the air until the strike's over.
Oh, are you serious?
So, basically, they're just going to show reruns until this thing is all over.
I wonder what Conan will
do. A lot of late-night shows are probably going to do the same thing just because of the thing. So let's hope that gets resolved soon.
Otherwise?
Yeah, nothing. But they're already striking, and we'll see what happens. So, Dances with Wolves 2 has finally been announced. Isn't everybody excited about that?
No. Is that a movie?
Yes.
Dancing with Wolves. And, I think my dad would be happy. It's called The Holy Road.
What's that about?
I don't know. Dad will be happy.
Spider-Man 4 is coming out. It's going to be written by the guy who wrote Zodiac.
Ooh, so, that was a good movie.
So, there you go, Spider-Man 4.
I've actually heard they're considering him to write The Hobbit, too.
Interesting. Josh Whedon is making a new TV show called Dollhouse. Don't have any idea what it's about yet, but a lot of people out there like Josh Whedon. He's the guy who made Serenity and Firefly.
Ah, gotcha.
Dollhouse. Yeah, but everything that he makes gets canceled.
He doesn't know, man. Mum.
The Office may be getting a spinoff. This is probably the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Oh, no.
Basically, they're going to make another Office with different characters.
Why?
Well, because...
we need another office.
Yeah.
The Office is perfect the way it is. Why do a spinoff?
No, they're going to keep that office.
Right.
It's just going to be another office with different characters.
That's stupid.
I know, but that's what they're saying, because NBC is smart, as we can tell. Cedric Diggory, the actor who played Cedric Diggory in the Harry Potter movies, is apparently going to play a gay poet in a movie, Little Ashes. And it's apparently going to have really racy gay sex scenes in it.
Oh, that's awkward. God.
So that should be interesting. It's always funny when one of those characters goes gay. You know, Dumbledore recently went gay. And, you didn't know that?
Not the character. I mean, not the actor, the character.
Yeah, the character is gay.
What?
Never mind.
What show are you listening to over there?
I don't know.
Turn off T95 in your headphones and listen to our show.
I don't listen to T95.
Sorry, The Road.
107.3.
Yeah, The Road. Classic rock. All right, on to TV talk. Ratings this week on a basic TV. Okay, the top 10. Number 10 is CSI Miami on CBS. The World Series Game 1 and 2 coming at 9 and 8 on Fox. NCIS on CBS is number 7. Number 6 is Dancing with the Stars on Tuesday. Number 5 is House. Grey's Anatomy comes on at number 4. Number 3 is Desperate Housewives. Game 4 of the World Series is number 2, but still beat by Dancing with the Stars on Monday on ABC.
Oh, brother.
So Dancing with the Stars is apparently killing.
Apparently no one our age watches TV anymore.
No, I download everything. I mean, we watch stuff at my parents' house, but that's the extent of us watching TV.
I wonder if NBC pulling all their shows off of iTunes has anything to do with the whole writers.
I mean, sure, it has part... you mean to help the writers? No.
No, I don't mean to help the writers. I just, I know, but I mean, like...
Well, that's something I didn't have written down. But let me tell you about that. I might get some of these facts wrong because I don't have this written down, but the executive of NBC recently came out and said, he said to Steve Jobs, "We want to price some of our shows at $4.99. You can pick which show it is just to experiment." And Steve Jobs told him no. And so NBC is going to pull all of their shows off iTunes. Right now, they're not putting any new episodes up, but... beginning of next year, there will be no iTunes shows from NBC. There'll be even the old episodes that are already up for buy right now are going to be gone.
That's really retarded.
It's really stupid. And so basically, they're focusing on Hulu.
Hulu!
That's not going to...
Hulu!
I seriously, I doubt that'll even survive.
No, it won't. And they pulled down their YouTube channel, so they're pretty dumb. But
that's...
I just think NBC pulled them off because they're idiots, honestly. Yep.
I just don't understand how writers cannot get paid when shows that they wrote for are on the internet or...
Yeah. Well, that's why they're striking. That's because so when they originally got their contracts... The internet wasn't a way to do that.
Right.
I mean, it was all TV and DVD, but now the internet's happening, they're not going to get paid anything. They only get paid 4 cents from DVD.
That's ridiculous.
Because people didn't used to watch TV on DVD either. I mean, it used to be you watch TV, and that's how they got their money.
Yeah.
And you made 4 cents a DVD. Well, that's not very much when most people watch DVDs now. So, yeah. But I feel for them. So, go writers. And then cable ratings. Number 10 is SpongeBob. Which I find funny. Number 9 is The Hills. Number 8 is SpongeBob. Number 7 is Law and Order on USA. Number 6 is Back at the Barnyard on Nickelodeon. Number 5 is College Football. Number 4 and number 3 are WWE. And number 2 is SpongeBob again. And number 1 is Monday Night Football. So here's what most people are watching in America. Monday Night Football, SpongeBob, and wrestling. Which I find funny.
SpongeBob and wrestling.
SpongeBob wrestling and football. That's what everybody loves to watch. That's and then there's right. one reality show and then one crime drama on cable. On all of cable, that's what people are watching. It cracks me up.
So it's everybody under the age of 10 and everybody over the age of like 45.
30 or 40, 30. Yeah. That's pretty much the market right now for people watch. But this is just watching TV. Well, that's what the writer's point is that who knows what people are watching on DVD or on iTunes right now.
Yeah.
So... Because, I mean, we watch all of our TV on iTunes. That's all we watch. I mean, these are just the ratings that people who watch the show live actually watch. So, who knows? All right, well, I watched The Office today. The one from yesterday.
That was
very funny. I heard about that.
Yeah. It's very funny.
I saw part of it.
And so, The Office was pretty good. It reminded me a lot of last season. That's the funniness of it.
Yeah. I was laughing when Karen was in it, though. That was pretty great.
Heroes really picked up last week. And that's good. It's still a little slow, but hopefully...
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's
it was about
sad.
This time in the first season that it started to pick up.
Yeah.
It's just... The reason I got so aggravated is because I wanted it to be this good from the very beginning. Because the first season, I can understand it being slow at the beginning because it was the first season. But, you know, as long as it starts to pick up now... And they're going to have a couple more episodes than they did last season on this season. So.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
I think they're going to have 24 episodes this season. With less breaks, which will be nice. So
that'll be nice. That will be.
We'll see what happens with all that. But Chuck was also good. Anybody else watch any TV shows?
I watched America's Next Top Model and Gossip Girl.
Was it good?
They're both very good. Finally, twist of events on America's Next Top Model. When the two girls came to the final two, the one that they were going to let stay was like, nope, I don't want to stay here anymore. Her name was Ebony. And so they're like, okay. So they let her go, and the other girl basically got a free pass.
So would you say that there was a... huge twist?
Yes, there was a huge twist.
Good.
Only not really, because she spent the entire episode talking about how she was going to leave.
You know, buying those things off iTunes, I've noticed that the title of the episode...
gives it away.
Tells who's going to get voted off. Like, for instance, the name of the last episode was The Girl with the Pear. Okay.
No, the girl who gets a mango.
Oh, the girl who gets a mango or something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
And basically she eats a mango within the first 15 minutes of the show. And at the end of the show, she's voted off. So if you know that
she's not,
she was the one who was voted off before the other person left.
Oh, that's true.
Yes. She was the one who was picked.
And she get voted off, but then the other girl.
And so you know 15 minutes into the show, who's going to get voted off if you know the title.
To me, it shows you that the whole show is scripted and basically they picked out their top model
at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. And then there's like, okay, let's dramatize this.
And hopefully it's the girl with Asperger's.
I know, I hope so.
I'm rooting for the Asperger's woman.
Also, in Gossip Girl, there's another girl that came into the show. This girl from the Bronx, basically. And she was hitting on
that's right.
The main
the
guy. And there was some huge masquerade ball. And the show's okay. It's kind of cute, but it's not super amazing. It's not kind of dumb.
You're right. It's completely dumb.
It's pretty dumb.
It's not
bad.
It's like the OC.
Yeah, basically.
In New York. That's exactly what it is. All right. Well, Billboard top 5 singles.
Unless drugs, kind of.
Orange County in New York.
I'm sure they'll add the drugs into it.
Well, one of the guy's dads started doing cocaine.
Well, there you go. It's already started.
It's pretty funny.
Okay. All right. Billboard top 5 singles. There's no new singles, but You know, they've all moved around. Number five, which didn't move, by the way, is still Colby Cole. Bubbly. Sarah's favorite song.
Hate this song so
She loves
bad.
To hear it. And the number four also didn't move. Alicia Keys, No One. Lucas, don't sing to the songs.
Okay.
And then drop down from number one, Soulja Boy.
Oh, amazing.
So it's number three now. Still been on the charts for 16 weeks.
Poop.
16 weeks on the charts.
So sick of that song.
Moving up is Apologize by Timbaland.
Yay.
Apologize.
And then the greatest gainer and an airplay gainer this week.
Stuttering much?
I am. Kiss Kiss by Chris Brown and T-Pain. So that's only been on the charts 7 weeks, but I've already not heard that song that often on the radio, which is kind of strange.
I know.
But you got to remember that these are all a week behind, so who knows?
That's true.
But I've been hearing AO Technology on the radio a lot, so I wonder if that's going to eventually work its way back into the charts, because it debuted. It came up at number five when 50 Cent's album came out, but that was the only time it ever peaked in the top 10, I believe. But there's a lot of new albums that came out this week. So Billboard Top 5 Albums, is number 5 is that Junkie Josh Groban guy. I'm only going to play a half second of his song. There you go.
I love Josh Groban. He's so mean.
Not nice.
Josh
He's
Groban is terrible.
Voice.
Fine, I'll let you play it. Here you go. That was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know, it's right. Spectacular.
I should have done it like this, though.
You're going crazy with this song.
Sorry.
Too much fun with that.
And then the 1 through 4 are all new CDs this week.
Ooh.
Number 4 is Serge Tankian.
What?
Anyone know who this is?
No.
Well, his CD is called Elect the Dead.
Sounds like System of a Down.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Is that the guy from System of a Down?
Maybe.
Because that sounds like the guy from System of a Down.
It sounds exactly like him.
Yeah, so that may be.
And I love System of a Down.
That might be why, but it scares
You're
me.
You're crazy.
And then number 3 is Gary Allen. Better or worse than Rascal Flatts?
Worse.
And then number 2 is Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
They're super folky album.
Yes,
I saw that on iTunes.
Who is this? Do you know who they are?
I think they're both solo artists, and they just came together.
They got together.
This one, yeah.
Okay, and then
because the guy is like some super awesome folk country singer, and Alison Krauss is just some chick. Chick, yeah.
Okay, and then debuting at number 1, already sold 2 million copies. People, Carrie Underwood, Carnival Ride.
Calls her Carrie Underwear.
Carrie Underwear. Who says that?
People at school.
Oh.
Carrie Underwear.
No one's a big fan.
Well, a lot of people are big fans. She's more famous than Kelly Clarkson now. She sold almost more records than Kelly Clarkson.
That's because country sells better than like everything else.
But she's not. Yeah, you're right. That's true. But, you know.
She is country.
But she's not. Yeah,
she's
yeah,
pretty much
right.
The best country singer you've ever heard.
No.
Who's better than Carrie Underwood country? There you go. Thank you. Thank you for denying me just to agree.
You're welcome.
I don't know what that meant, guys. All right, movies.
That was a Jesus line. You stole that directly from the Bible.
What?
Okay.
All right.
I don't know what Bible you read.
The Mormon Bible.
Neophytes! What? You make no sense at all. All right, movies. Movies coming out this week. 3 movies coming out that are pretty big. Number 1, try if you can see if you can find a joke in this trailer. B-movie.
You're talking to humans. You're flying outside the hive.
Barry B. Benson.
So you see soda spilled on a sidewalk and you don't drink it?
Is a little bee discovering a big secret.
How did this get here?
It's just honey, Barry.
This is stealing. Cute bee. Golden Blossom. Ray Liotta Private Select.
That movie sounds horrible.
By the way, I did not play one of those accents. Seriously, listen to this again and see if you can hear one of, like, it's like that noise right there in this trailer. Seriously, listen to this again. Listen to this.
You're talking.
It's like halfway
humans.
Through.
You're flying outside
Listen,
the hive.
It's like in the background.
Barry B. Better.
Let's do it. Yeah,
you see soda spilled
funny.
On a sidewalk and you don't drink it?
Is a little bee discovering a big
That is not me. Seriously, they all use the same sound effect as me.
That's too way too much fun, man.
I love these sound effects. Also, a movie coming out this week is Martian. Sorry, Dying? I had some B movie in my throat. I'm allergic to bad movies. Also coming out this week is Martian Child featuring John Cusack.
That looks pretty
cute. He's from another planet.
Fantasy is my business. It's what I do. I'm a writer.
So he thinks he's from Mars, and you write about Mars. That's great.
Anybody in there?
A kid who sits in a box all day is a giant red flag.
Single man raising a child with problems. How do you plan to deal with that, Mr. Gordon?
That was actually in
that was in the trailer, guys.
Trailer.
Sarah apparently said she looks cute.
It does look kind of cute. All
right. It doesn't look bad.
Are that guy and the girl in the movie really brother and sister?
I don't know if they're brother and sister or
name.
If they're husband and wife.
I don't ever know.
I don't know which one.
I think they're related, though.
They might be. You want me to Wikipedia it real
yeah,
quick?
Yeah, you should Wikipedia
Wikipedia.
Because I'm always...
In Wikipedia.
It's always so hard to tell.
Joan.
It's Wicca.
Who's
Wikipedia.
Sack. I spelled
Wikipedia.
It wrong.
Wikipedia.
Please stop saying it like that. That's driving me crazy. Wikipedia.
Let's see here. Wikipedia. Joan Mary Cusack is an Academy Award-nominated actress and comedian. She was born in an Irish-American family. Father, yeah, they must be brother and sister. Because she's married to Dick Burke, whoever that is. So maybe they're not related.
Or
maybe
cousins.
They just have the same last name.
That'd
it
be so weird.
It doesn't
though.
Say that they're. Doesn't say that anything
they
about
say
them.
The same
oh, as well as her father, as well as her siblings, and Bill, John, and Susie have also
okay.
been actors. So they're brother and sister.
Gotcha. See, I told you.
Yep. So you were right.
No.
And then a good movie coming out this week is American Gangster.
Yay!
The most important thing in business is honesty.
Bribery.
Integrity. Hard work.
Murder, racketeering,
family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Who is this guy?
See, you're all in this world. That's either one or two things. Either you're somebody, or you ain't nobody.
That looks good.
It does look
I
very
go see
good. I can't wait to go see it.
Kind of, it's once again, I'm surprised that the trailer doesn't mention anything about how he turns good halfway through the movie, but... Regardless, you know.
If that's true, that'll be like the only trailer in the history of the world that didn't give away the entire plot line.
I think there was one other movie that did it. I don't remember what the movie was now, though, so it doesn't really make sense for me to bring it up.
I mean, do you...
Just, you know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Usually
you know what
the
movie is going to be by watching
the trailer.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about.
There's a movie in particular
Breach,
that I'm...
right?
No. Breach was also pretty much the same thing.
What about... Children of Men.
Children of Men
I remember
was
seeing
the
trailers
same thing.
For Children of Men, really.
Because children, I remember seeing trailers because they all say the plot line.
Yeah.
They don't give away the movie, but they at least say what the movie's about. This one only says what the beginning of the movie's about.
Which is interesting.
Which means that it's going to be a good movie because if they can sell the movie with just the beginning, think how good the entire movie's going to be. So who knows? But anyway, movie's coming out next week. Tom Cruise, Meryl Streep, and Robert Redford all star in Lions for Lambs. A congressman, a journalist, and a professor are drawn into an investigation of two injured American soldiers in Afghanistan.
There are a lot of war movies coming out lately.
Yeah, because apparently war is a big deal.
Wow.
Instead of like it wasn't. And then also coming out, I don't know why is this coming out next week, but Fred Claus is coming out.
That's a little early.
Yeah, Santa's little known brother. Embittered by living in the shadow of his sibling's spotlight, is forced to move back to the North Pole. It looks, you know,
Vince Vaughn is funny.
I want to say it looks funny because it's got Vince Vaughn in it.
But
it doesn't.
Over Christmas movies.
But it's too, and it's also made by the people who made Wedding Crashers. But who knows? It may not be as funny as we think it is.
I hate Christmas movies like that. They're so overdone.
But why is it coming out during Christmas?
I don't know.
It comes out on November 9th. That's kind of strange.
Maybe I'll wait till Christmas to see if it's at the palace or something.
Yeah. What, Lucas? What? Go up? Why am I going up?
I saw something interesting.
What? What are you looking at?
Sawaria.
Are you looking at the Sawaria movie?
Sawaria.
A free-spirited artist falls for a melancholic young woman, but their mutual love threatens to bring their respective worlds down around them. There's reasons I don't read these movies on the air.
Yes.
because they're
sounds
boring.
Sounds so interesting.
And it's a limited release, and it's got people we've never heard of. It's got Sanjaya in it. No, I'm lying. That's not true.
That wow. would be hilarious.
That would be like, awesome.
Stay away from that movie.
That would be awesome. Well, Whitney's not in the room.
Sanjaya is my favorite.
But I don't know if we should have Sarah talk. Should we? I don't know if we should have this next bit or not.
I think we should have Mark go ahead and.
Even though Whitney's not in here?
Yeah.
I don't think Whitney's feeling good. Okay. Well, then go ahead. Go ahead and bring Mark in here. We'll let him sit down and we'll talk about it. We got to play. And so, all right. Well, Mark, you're on. Or maybe you're not on. Hold on. I got to fix your mic. For some reason, it didn't start working there. Okay. Let's try it now. Mark? Still not there. It should be. Is your microphone on?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're having technical difficulties then. Check, check. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How's... I know. All right, Sarah, let's bring you back. Let's see what the deal is. I don't know why this isn't working. I seriously tested it before the show, and all the microphones were all working, so...
I hate it when technical difficulties interrupt our lives.
I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that my computer is being retarded.
Probably.
Because you also can't hear it when I turn the speakers up or down. So.
No, I can't hear anybody speaking at all through the speakers. It's very sad for all of us.
You can't?
Let's see here. Mm-hmm. Hello? 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 Hello?
Nope.
Hello.
Can't
well,
hear you
it
at
says
all.
It's going into my computer, but for some reason it's not picking it up.
Are your speakers on or something? You can't hear me in the
I
headphones.
I can hear you in the headphones. Yeah. Fine. It's just not being very polite.
Well, what a shame.
To me. I know. How sad for everyone.
Ruined all of our lives. Now what are we going to do?
I don't know. How come it's not working, guys? Well, maybe I will restart the computer. And we will come back and we'll try it again. All right, we'll be right back. All right, hello everybody, and welcome back to the show.
Oh,
hopefully we got rid of our technical difficulties.
Yeah, hopefully they're all resolved now, but we'll have to find out as soon as we try it again. 201-793-7469 is the phone number, or 201-793-SHOW. You can call us anytime. We usually do the show at 2 o'clock Central Time. You can check what time we're going to do it live next at duo.com, duoh.com/this show/live, and you can also email us at theshow@duo.com, and we're going to read your reader letters on the air. I got to boot those back up, but I think we'll start first with testing out the system again, see if we can get Mark to come back in here. Let's just try it out. Let's see. I'll test it out with me first to see if I can hear me. Got to turn this up. Hello.
Hello.
All right. So guess what? We're in business, baby.
We're ready for Mark.
We're ready for Mark. All right. Here we go. Oh, hold on. All right, turn on your microphone. All right, Mark, here you go.
Hello.
Hello, Mark.
How is everybody today?
We're doing pretty good. Yeah.
It's so nice to be here.
You like being here?
I do. I like it so very much. It's like comfy or something.
Yeah, we got a pretty nice couch. Yeah.
I don't even know. What's a couch? I don't know what you're talking about, a couch.
What? You're on
Where's a couch?
It's out there.
It's a couch.
It's a couch? It's
no, that's not a couch. It's like a love seat.
Well, don't you like those better anyway?
I do. I like the love seat. This sounds so much more friendly than couch.
All right. Well, we'll keep that in mind. So you got to...
You should do some redecorating in here. Just going to say...
Hey, I think it's pretty in
here.
Yeah,
it's a little bland. Like, not a good blend.
No, I think it's nice.
I think, yeah, so do I.
That's because you are a stupid man. You know nothing.
Well, you're a man.
I'm a smart man.
Oh.
I have a woman's eye.
Just one?
No, I have two.
Two women eye?
Well,
yes.
Good okay. thing, because I have four.
Don't know what that means.
He has a strange one. You should keep him locked up more often.
He does. He got out of his cage to do the show today.
What a cage. Where did you keep this cage?
Outside on the deck.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I should have to look at it later on.
I think you need to go see Lucas in his cage. I think Lucas may feel a little scared.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Whitney is back.
Yeah, hello, Whitney.
Hello.
Holla. I don't know why
she's
I said holla.
Holla back, y'all.
Holla back, girl.
She's pretty sad today, maybe. A little sick.
She's depressed about her job.
You need some chamomile tea to make you feel better inside in your tummy.
Wow.
I think this is so good for you.
Yeah.
What am I here today to talk to you about?
I'm sure, you know, being the person of pop culture that you are.
Oh, I'm so into the pop culture. You do not even understand.
I'm sure you
are. Shopping with me sometime?
I will take you shopping, girlfriend. We get you some nice clothes to attract the men.
Okay.
This will be good for you.
Well, you're supposed to be... You're supposed to be reviewing the Britney Spears album.
Oh, you mean the Britney Spears crappy album? I would never listen to it again in my life.
But,
it was horrible.
Britney Spears fans are saying this is the best album Britney Spears has ever made.
Well, that's because Britney Spears fans are stupid and ignorant. They know nothing.
So are you not?
I do not like to listen.
She likes to talk. He likes to talk.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
What did you call me?
I said I like you, Mark.
Just because I wear feminine fitting shirts means nothing.
I know those.
Yeah, but I
that
heard
chamomile.
You singing
chamomile?
Along to Give Me More.
I sing along because I like the words. The words make me happy. But I do not like listening to a bloated whale singing the song.
Oh, wow.
Well, she's not really a bloated whale.
She is a bloated
whale.
She's
in surprisingly good shape for having two children.
We have had children. You need to go away.
Never do anything else again.
Get off of you. It's not good. She does not need to be dancing around with a stripper pole. That's not acceptable at all. Would your mother dance around in a stripper pole? I don't think so.
I don't know. Quincy, she just walked into the room. I'm going to guess by the face she's making that probably she would not.
Yeah.
You have children. There's some things you don't do anymore. It's not safe for anyone involved.
Oh. Well, you want to give us a review of the album really quickly?
Yes. It starts off with some good beats from Danger, who I happen to think is a very nice man. He is a very nice-looking man. I don't know if anyone even knows what I'm talking about right now.
I know who Danger is.
Have you seen pictures of him?
Yeah, he was in the fashion magazines.
He's so cute. He should be the one dancing, not Britney Spears. That is my theory.
I have a friend named Sean who really likes Danger.
I should meet this Sean guy sometime. Anyways, I think that the beats are beautiful, and it's the best musical album that Britney Spears has ever come out with, because she's got actually someone with talent making her CD this week. But her singing just ruins it for me. I could not get into her voice. It's just not sounding good to me at all.
Oh.
It was very early 90s, maybe, but she just came out too late. This doesn't sound good anymore. I'm just not a fan.
Oh.
So the other day, I was at the store, and I was walking by, and all these albums just fell off of the shelves when I walked by. I don't even know what happened. I did not even touch them.
I bet you didn't.
No, I didn't even touch them. They fell off. They fell off of the shelf that they were on, and the nice man who works there, I was like, oh no, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to knock them off. He's like, I really didn't think I did anything. And he says, oh, don't worry about it, it's just Britney Spears' album, it's probably self-destructive.
Well, I bet Britney Spears' album, I bet you're lying, because I bet that CD wasn't even on the shelves. It was so good, people just wanted it.
No, it was on the shelves, and there were so many, and no one bought a single one. It was horrible.
Not one CD?
No, they were all stocked. Not a single one had been moved. There were even numbers all the way across.
Oh,
That's very true.
How do you know they just didn't get their second shipment in?
They didn't. I asked.
Okay, I'm sorry for questioning you.
You don't question me. You know nothing. I like the music. It's a good dance beat in the songs that, you know, good to go to the clubs and dance around and, you know, a little bit of shaking your booty. It's very good times. But her voice just kills it for me. She needs someone with a sexier voice. I always preferred Christina Aguilera. She just had a nicer voice, in my opinion. I like her belly button ring.
Is your favorite song Beautiful?
Yes, I do love Beautiful. I sing that to myself in the mirror in the morning when I wake up.
That's a good song.
I just look at myself and I sing about how beautiful I am.
I would have assumed you would have sang Ain't No Other Man, honestly.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
I don't really understand what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about either. Well, thanks for joining us, Mark.
Yeah, give me a better album to review next time.
Okay, I promise. We'll give you something better to talk. We'll talk to you next week.
Good. Maybe we could talk about decorating tips next time.
All right,
maybe. What is this desk? I don't know.
It's beautiful. All right, we'll give your microphone back to Sarah now.
Fine. Goodbye, everyone.
We'll see you later. Kisses. Bye. All right, Sarah. Thank you for giving up your microphone for that.
Anytime. Okay. I really don't mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, well, we're almost done with the show because me and Sarah got to get out of here. So we're going to call... Well, I don't know where we're going to call.
What happened to the chipmunks?
Oh, you're right. We need to
and
play the
reader letters.
It's all right.
Oh,
and
the reader
right.
letters.
Man, we got a lot of stuff left.
No, we don't
so
have
maybe
to.
Maybe we should nix the call then.
Yeah. All right, so would you guys rather hear the chipmunks and the calling?
Yes, and the reader letters you promised
all
everyone.
Right. All right, fine. I will play all of that stuff.
And we'll give Lucas a while to perfect his Mexican accent.
What do you mean? I think it's
Valenci.
It sounds perfect to me.
It's Italian.
I know.
It's the same thing. What's the difference between Italian and...
Italian, Spanish,
Italian.
Mexican.
All the same.
All the same.
All the same.
Russian.
Okay, well, I guess we'll do the chipmunks sing the hits then. So we got three songs. We got a new Kanye West song and then the T.I. song in honor of him getting out of jail.
Nice.
And
nice.
Justin Timberlake. The first one we're going to play
is T.I.
Probably
what it sounds like.
This is pretty much T.I. under Chipmunk sounds like Justin Timberlake regularly. So here's T.I. You know what it is. Got to turn this up. Everyone knows this song. And here it is as Chipmunks.
I
know. It's even when you do the chipmunk thing, it makes the bass really loud. Yeah. And I even take the bass and turn it down, and it's still that loud. Now,
nice.
Justin Timberlake, we all love Justin Timberlake as a chipmunk. You can imagine what this is going to sound like.
Beautiful. Oh my gosh. That's awesome. Wow.
And of course, you got Kanye West. Of course, you got T-Pain back in it. And T-Pain is.
Look, you know that little chipmunk? There's a chipmunk sound in the background.
Yep, listen.
That's gonna be even more chipmunky.
That's the cutest. It's awesome.
It cracks me up because T-Pain actually sounds like a chipmunk.
He does. It's beautiful.
And it seriously is beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's the chipmunks. Sorry I missed those last week. We got a lot of stuff.
We will extract blood
really,
as a payment.
That's not really a good excuse. All right, well, I have seven reader letters, I believe.
Woo-hoo. Excellent.
I don't know why I call them reader letters. Why do I do that? They're not reader letters. They're listener letters. No one reads this show.
The blind do.
Yeah, broadcasting Braille.
Yeah.
For everybody. Okay.
Because the blind can't hear, sir.
Basically, I got like five letters from this guy named Tom, and the last one he sent was, "Hey, read this letter." And so I just read it. So take that, Tom.
Nice.
Take that. Also, Scott writes in, "Lucas, last week's call to Target was awesome. Keep it up."
Dude. He really should.
Oh, he says dude. Sorry, I didn't say dude.
America is better.
Amber says, "So is the Colby and Colton show going to be the real Return of Southern Brian? Because I like that show better than this one. I miss it."
Ouch. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, pretty much the Colby and Colton show is going to be the return of Seth and Brian. So that should be interesting.
Only a little younger.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be good. You can find it on November 6th, actually, is when it's going to be up.
Woo-hoo.
Chrissy writes, "Lucas's postal workers outfit was hilarious. How come no one else wore costumes?" Because I don't wear costumes, ladies.
I had to get ready. Yeah, I was doing 75 on Kellogg to get here.
It seriously
time.
Took them an hour to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Did not take an hour.
It did
costume.
Take an hour, Whitney.
If you want to see us in our costume, just download our show, What to Read.
Yep, that's and that right. should be up Monday. So go look at that. And then Tyler writes in, "I'm loving Colby and Colton on the show. I can't wait to actually hear their own show." And like I said, November 6th. Becca says, "Where's AJ? I need my gangsta. He makes this show so funny, not that the rest of you aren't funny. AJ just rules. AJ today was doing church stuff."
Yep. We really got to get him back.
We try to get him back, but he's so busy. He's either working or he's doing church stuff. And so
we got to convince him.
He's just never free during this time of the day. Kidnap him.
Either that or... Or tell Chauncey, give him a threat note.
AJ, we're coming for you.
And like, Chauncey, you take away AJ from us on Saturdays and we will kill you.
That's right. That's what
you
should
do. He has no fro anymore. He's bald now.
So sad.
And then this is the funniest letter of the week. You ready?
Yeah.
Ben, "Hola, I am writing from Spain. I just wanted to apologize on behalf of Europe. Haha, I thought America was like that until I heard you guys call that one place in America. You can call and prank me anytime."
Nice.
Nice.
Well, at least not everyone in Spain's a moron.
I guess. They don't take our phone calls. Yeah. So there's the reader letters.
I love you, Ben.
I'm sorry I missed them for the past 3 weeks, but they will be returning every week now.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
Because
You mean listener letters?
What? Gosh, I'm so dumb. Mm. All
right. It's okay. We forgive you.
But that's the end of the show, sadly.
Sadly.
It's the end of the show. But anyway,
don't we all have to die before the end
we'll
of the show?
We'll get We'll try to get AJ on next week.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll try to get more people on next week. This is just going to be a smaller show just because
of the fact
that me and Sarah have to leave. But next week, we're going to have your prank stories, and we're going to have the gangster Indian. Lucas will make his phone calls again, so it should be very interesting.
And Chuck Norris will.
Tune in next week. We'll do it on time next week, 2 o'clock central, and we'll see you then.
Bye.
Thank you very much for listening.